under the roof is the...
attic.
And, did you ever see a kitchen that was separate from the house?
Separate from the house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
A lean-to.
Oh, okay. Was it connected?
I call it a lean-to kitchen.
Is it connected to the house at all?
Yeah, I remember a house like that. It was built on extra for a kitchen and moved it out of one room and went it into a lean-to. Of course, mm-hmm. They made it into a, I call it a lean-to kitchen.
Okay. How about a little
room? Pardon me, they have a lot of lean-to baths here. Actually, and they call them lean-to.
Mm-hmm.
Even in French. From the generic French you got there.
Mm-hmm.
They call them lean-to baths. This is an addition add-on. Not
but
a room,
it is,
but a lean-to.
It is actually, it's plumbing. It's not an outhouse.
It's connected to the house, but they call it a lean-to due to the fact in every instance, most of this is a flat-top pitch roof, just to join with the house to add baths. We added some in there, gave it a name. That's what you're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
Now call them lean-to baths.
Mm-hmm.
Got a four-room house, no bath whatsoever, outdoor privacy and what have you. So now I've got to have me a lean-to bath.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's called.
All right.
I bet you that's one thing that you hadn't heard of.
No, nope, you're
lean-to
right.
Bath.
I had not.
And the reason I said that, I was looking on some plans, and a lean-to bath, said, what's that? Talking to the engineer, he said, man, you don't want a lean-to bath? I said, we put enough of them on. I said, you want to know what a lean-to bath? That's what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name they gave it. And this is on plant, lean-to bath.
Okay.
Added to X house, you know.
Uh-huh.
My home.
What do you call the little room off the kitchen where you might keep canned goods?
Oh, I'm telling you,
Pan? Pantry?
Pantry, yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of.
All right.
Couldn't even think of it.
And then old worthless things that you're about to throw away, that's just a lot of...
junk or antiques.
Okay. When you say antiques, does that mean they're worthless?
Oh, no. I'm kind of an antique genius.
Oh.
No, I should leave off the chain.
Oh. Fancy. And what about a room where you might store old things like that?
Call it your junk room.
Okay. And then what do you say a woman does to the house every day? She...
oh, she got a clean house.
Mm-hmm. And the thing she might sweep with would be a...
a broom.
And if the broom were in the corner and the door were open so that you couldn't see the broom, you'd say the broom is...
behind the door.
Mm-hmm. And then years ago on Monday, women used to do their...
laundry.
And what would the
laundry... washing.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, it'd be the same thing in the way I term it. What they usually now they do the laundry and used to do the washing.
Okay. And how about getting the wrinkles out?
That's... pardon me, I think where washing come in, if you want to turn it back in the olden days, well, of course, that's what my grandson says, olden days.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the reason it termed that washing when you had the wash pot and boil and cook, heat the fire outside when spring gets away, he said, well, I'm going to go wash it because that's what I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And now they got the inside job to what they call it, doing the laundry. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
And getting the wrinkles out, that's the...
ironing.
Okay. And then to get from the first floor up to the second floor, you go up the...
stairs.
And what would you call them outside?
Steps.
Okay. And then the thing outside the house where you might have chairs to sit?
Patio.
What if it has a roof or screened in?
Well, if it's screened in, you call it a sun parlor.
Oh.
That comes where the parlor comes in, they call that. I have one on the lake, go ahead. I call it a sun parlor, but it's actually a screened-in porch.
Okay.
But in fact, I just got through this building, and I call it a sun parlor.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was referring to parlor, I thought that a while ago. And instead of calling it a sun porch, I call it a sun parlor.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it's really equipped for. Of course, it is true because I have all the plastic overhead and so on and so forth, and I can close out or open to the sun. So
mm-hmm.
It's the ray of sun to close it out.
Would you have a name for a porch that goes all the way around the house or three quarters of the way?
Balcony.
Is that up or down?
No, there's a name for that. Where you have a house where you come out of the room, walk all the way around the house. Is that what you're trying to do?